Hi, I'm Lauren Edmonds. I'm the founder and owner of a school that supports children with learning delays. I'm hoping this space gives you something to think about.
Today, I want to talk about the basics. I talk about it a lot. I will still talk about it a lot because actually we just need to get the basics right when it comes to our kids. And there's more to it, of course. Remedial therapy is not the basics. It's quite a high level of intervention. A speech therapy, occupational therapy, an educational psychologist, play therapy. All of these are quite high level interventions. But what I have seen over the almost 14 years of being in this industry and being a parent of 23-year-old twins is that the basics need to be in place for the high level therapies to have an impact or to have the impact we're hoping for them to have. And the basics are these. Is your child sleeping enough? Are they eating a nutritious, balanced meal with enough protein and fiber and fruits and vegetables? Are they healthy? Is their gut healthy? Are they getting enough movement? They don't need to be playing organized sports, though that is great. They need to be playing outside and climbing trees and running with their friends and swimming and building forts. And they need to be doing chores in the home. They need to be part of the family. They need to be moving their bodies. Is that happening? So sleep, nutrition, movement, and do they feel connected to the family? Do you have conversations? Do you have dinner time without screens? Do you talk to them about their day? Do you love and connect with them every single day? I've spoken in the past about Gordon Newfield's concept around hold on to your children. And one of the things he says is when you collect your children at the end of the school day, scoop them up and be fully present with them. Are you reading to them at night in a connected way? Are you sharing stories? We know the science, the research tells us that if you read to your child, they will be better, stronger readers. They will be lifelong learners. Their vocabulary improves. The connection improves. Their critical thinking, their basic thinking skills improve. Are you doing those four things? Sleep, nutrition, movement, and connection. Without those four things, all the other therapy you layer on top do not have a foundation. Your child gets to school dysregulated, underfed, sugar spikes, tired, potentially they've been on screens, they've got a headache. How are they supposed to learn? If you can get the four basics right, and you just need to choose one of them and one little task within one of those headings and focus on that for a week and change the behavior in you so that your automatic behavior changes, so that your habits and routines change, so that you become a family that is like that, that does that, one little thing under one of the headings once a week. You change that. By the end of the week, you've got a new habit. Next week, you choose something else. If you're deciding to do dinner around the table, start that and only do that. Then the next week, you might add, right, no screens in the car. Start that. Now you've got two things. The next week, the next thing. Okay, they need to help me with the dishes or they need to carry in the groceries. Right, now we've got three things in 3 weeks. You got 52 weeks. 52 things. Your child will be happier. Your family will be happier. You will be more content. That's my biggest advice. Get the four basic things right. Sleep, nutrition, movement, and connection. I've spoken about all of those in different podcasts before. You can find them. Hopefully it's nicely catalogued. I will speak about them again. I hope this helps.